Vasudevaya. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Hare Krishna, dear devotees, this morning we'll read the verse from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adilila, chapter 5, entitled The Glories of Lord Nityananda. So we're going to read text 6. Sei Krishna Navadvipe Sri Chaitanya Chandra.
Sei Krishna Navadvipe Sri Chaitanya Chandra.
Sei Balarama Sange Sri Nityananda.
Sei Balarama Sange Sri Nityananda.
That original Krishna. Navadvipe. At Navadvip. Sri Chaitanya Chandra, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sei Balarama, that Lord Balaram, Sange, with him, Sri Nityananda, Lord Nityananda. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. His Divine Grace is confounder Acharya A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. That original Lord Krishna appeared in Navadvip as Lord Chaitanya, and Balaram appeared with him as Lord Nityananda. Please kindly repeat responsibly. That original Lord Krishna, appeared in Navadvip
as Lord Chaitanya.
And Balaram appeared with him as Lord Nityananda. With the blessings of all Vaishnavas assembled today, and especially more senior Vaishnavas, I am attempting to say something of value. This most auspicious appearance day of Sri Nityananda Ram. Sri Nityananda Ram ki! So, Vrindavan Das Thakur has said in his book concerning the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, Chaitanya Bhagavat, that the most auspicious festivals on the Vaishnava calendar are two. It's the appearance of Lord Nityananda and the appearance of Lord Chaitanya. So who is Nityananda Prabhu? We are worshipping Nityananda Prabhu every day on the altar. We are singing his name in kirtan. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Garadhara Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. We hear that he is holding a very special position, which is very important to understand for us so that we can make advancement in devotional service. So from this verse today, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami is very beautifully and plainly revealing the identity of Lord Nityananda. He says that Lord Nityananda is actually none other than Lord Balaram himself, who appeared in this Kali Yuga. So, Prabhupada explains in his commentaries in Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita that the original source of everything is Krishna. The original cause of everything is Krishna. Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchitananda Vigraha Anadira Dir Govinda Sarvakarana Karana. Now Krishna expands into many unlimited forms. That's also explained in Brahma Samhita. Advaitam Achutam Anadira Ananta Rupam Adya Purana Purusham Nava Yova Namcha. So Krishna is the oldest, is the freshest youth, and simultaneously he has got unlimited forms. Advaitam Achutam Anadira Ananta Rupam. He cannot be understood simply by studying the Vedas. Vedeshu Durlabam Adurlabam Atma Bhakto. But through devotional service, Atma Bhakto. Govinda Mari Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. So Brahma is worshipping this original primeval Lord, Govinda. And Brahma Samhita's statement is confirmed by Srimad Bhagavatam. Itecham Sakalam Pumsa Shri Krishna Stu Bhagavan Swayam. Indrari Vyakula Lokam Ridayante Yuge Yuge. Which is a statement by Shukadev Goswami, who says that the source of everything, all incarnations and all the expansions, avatars, is Krishna, Swayam Bhagavan, Shri Krishna Stu Bhagavan Swayam, who incarnates in this world again and again. Similarly, Lord Krishna confirms this in Bhagavad Gita, in many, many verses. For example, Aham Sarvasa Prabhavom, Mata Sarvam Pravartate Iti Matva Bhajanti Mam Buddha Bhavasa Mam Vitaha. I am the source of all material and spiritual worlds. From me, everything emanates. One who understands this is most intelligent, and one who worships me with all his heart is most intelligent, is devotee. So, Lord Krishna is understood from the conclusions of Vedic literatures to be the supreme source of everything, the supreme person. Modern science is convinced that the source of everything is material energy. But from the Vedic literatures, we understand very clearly that material energy has no potency or capacity to create. For example, this table will never create another table or something, another object. We see that every creation has a personality behind. So this is the Vedic conclusion. And then, although we may not be seeing this personality, it is logical that this personality is there. Prabhupada explains, just like when you drive on the street and you see a traffic light, you stop at the traffic light when it's red. You may not see who has made this law, but you honor the law because you know that behind the law there is a lawgiver. And if you transgress, then you'll be punished. So similarly, in Krishna consciousness, we understand that behind this cosmic manifestation, we may not be able to see who is there with our gross eyes, but we know that there is a person who is responsible for this complex creation, etc. So that person, Adi Purusha, is Krishna, according to all the great sages and acharyas. Why we accept their opinion? Because their character is spotless. The acharyas have spotless character as opposing to the academics' character. You know, many academics, if not most, they are self-destructive. They drink, they smoke, they may take drugs, they may engage in promiscuous activities, they may eat animals, kill animals. So how can a violent person towards someone else or towards his own body can reveal to you what's the truth about the universe or life in general? It's not possible, because a violent person's vision is contaminated by violence and envy. It's deformed. So we cannot take the opinion of the scientists seriously. they can produce their machines and gadgets, but when it comes to the subject of the origin of this universe, they should keep quiet, because that is not their realm of, you know, scientific, you know, investigation and opinion as well, because they don't have the tools to understand what is behind this material creation. So here in this movement, Srila Prabhupada's movement, we have been given the tools, scientific tools, to actually understand the truth by our own investigation. Everyone in our movement is inspired to become a scientist. And although our movement receives a knowledge through a disciplic succession in a descending manner, simultaneously, Prabhupada requires that we apply ourselves to the process and then individually and collectively try to research and find out and investigate and reach to the conclusion on our own. In other words, the descending process is supported by the ascending process, which is subservient to the descending, because descending is the revelations of Krishna, of the original person, because we cannot see with these gross eyes. But his revelations can be supported by our application to this process, which will lead to a personal experience, individual personal experience, that this is actually a factual truth. So this is called mystical science, Bhakti Yoga. Devamrita Swami calls it the Bhakti laboratory. You get into the laboratory, you follow the methods, and then you'll see whether your hypothesis will be confirmed or not. You follow the method under the guidance of a bona fide devotee, spiritual master, who has already achieved, or he is much more advanced than ourselves, at least. So we have to take that into consideration. And then we'll be able to understand for ourselves. So here in Chaitanya Charitamrita is one of the revealed scriptures which was written at a later stage by Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, but still it is considered Vedic. Why? Because the conclusion of the Vedas has been preserved. He has not changed the conclusion. Bhaktivinoda Thakur calls these scriptures Amnaya. They are supplements to the Vedas. They basically supporting the conclusion of the Vedas. Therefore, they are considered Vedic literatures. Although Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami wrote the book about 500 years ago, after the departure of Lord Chaitanya, still we consider this a scripture, and there is a tremendous potency and revelation within the writings of Sri Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. Therefore, we take it very serious, because he was a great saint, very self-realized, and he was also associating with very great self-realized saints, such as Raghunath Das Goswami, who revealed personally many of the pastimes recorded in this book. So in this first volume of Chaitanya Charitamrita, in the chapter 5, there is a specific attention being given to this incarnation of the Lord, Nityananda Prabhu. So if we study very carefully this chapter 5, we'll be able to have a very good grasp of who Nityananda Prabhu is and what's his role and position, and also we'll become very attracted to his merciful personality. So in text 6, it's explained that this Lord Nityananda is Balaram. Prabhupada explains that this Krishna, the original person, he expands in two ways, Swamsa and Vibhinamsa expansions. Swamsa means direct expansions of himself, and Vibhinamsa means the expansion of his energies, such as the jivas, both liberated, Nitya Mukta and in fallen as well, Nitya Bada. So basically, we are all Vibhinamsa expansions. But Balaram is Swamsa, expansion of Krishna. In fact, he is considered to be the first expansion of Krishna and to be known different from Krishna. The only difference is the complexion. Balaram's complexion is like a spring cloud, like a whitish spring cloud complexion, and Krishna's complexion is darkish. I read yesterday in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Prabhupada explains that the citizens in Vaikuntha, in the spiritual world, have all darkish complexion. But he said it's got nothing to do with the blackish complexion in the material world or the white complexion in the material world. It's Balaram. It's got nothing to do with that. It's completely different. And that's it. It's within this fifth chapter's purpose, if you're interested to read about the color of Balaram and Krishna and the citizens of Vaikuntha and Goloka Vrindavan. So, this Krishna expands into Balaram, and Balaram he takes the role of the servant. Although he is God himself, as I already pointed, that he is not different from Krishna, he takes the position of servant, Sevaka Bhagavan. Krishna is Seva Bhagavan, is the object of service, and Balaram is Sevaka Bhagavan. He is the servant of the Lord, of Krishna. So, the Acharyas explain that all Krishna's paraphernalia is an expansion of Balaram, including Krishna's bed, Krishna's shoes, Krishna's flute, Krishna's pillow, Vrindavan Dham, the whole Vrindavan is an expansion of Balaram. And Balaram serves Krishna in all the five rasas. In a neutral ras, as he expands his Vrindavan Dham, and in that way facilitates the lila of the Lord. As a servant, he acts as Lakshman in the Ramlila. As a friend, is as Balaram. And also Balaram, he comes as a superior, as a parental mood as well. And then as a conjugal Madhurya, he expands into Ananga Manjari, who is the servant of the divine couple, Radha and Krishna. So Balaram covers all the rasas to serve Krishna. And further, Sri Balaram expands into Sankarshan, Pradyumna, Niruda and Vasudev, the quadruple expansions emanating from him. From Sankarshan comes Narayan, Lord Narayan, and then all the Vaikuntha planets. All the planets are governed by Lord Narayan. So, Narayan comes from Sankarshan. In other words, Balaram is the origin of Narayan. And from Narayan comes another quadruple expansion of Sankarshan, Pradyumna, Niruddha, Vasudev again. And from that second Sankarshan comes Mahavishnu, who provides the elements for the material world, and he expands into Advaita Acharya also in this lila of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Mahavishnu. He provides the pradan, all the material elements for creation. Then from Mahavishnu, he expands into Garbhodha Kasai Vishnu. He enters into each and every universe as the super soul, and then of the universe, and then he enters into each and every heart of each and every jiva as the super soul within the heart of each and every living entity as Shiroda Kasai Vishnu. So, from the body of Mahavishnu, it's explained millions and millions and millions of universes are emanating Just like particles of dust, Prabhupada explains, go through a canvas. Some canvas, sometimes people put on a window so that dust doesn't come, but still some particles, small particles can come. If there is wind and the dust still penetrates and goes in. So Mahavishnu's transcendental body has many different little pores. So from all these pores, unlimited universes emanate. Now, if you try to circumambulate the earth by foot, how long will it take you? By foot you can't, because you have to use boat to connect the continents. But it will take a long time to circumambulate the whole earth with its oceans, and you know, going by foot across all the continents. It will take years and years probably. So this is just one speck of dust produced by Lord Vishnu's body. And this Lord Vishnu is just an expansion of Balaram. And that Balaram is actually Nityananda Prabhu, who comes here to act as a human being. You can imagine how huge is this personality. Yeah. It's far beyond any human comprehension. So, he enters in this material world simply out of compassion as a sevaka, as a devotee, to teach us how to serve Krishna, how to serve the Lord. And because of all these services that Balaram is doing to Krishna, he is called Adi Guru, the original Guru. Because Guru is one who can teach you how to serve Krishna. So because Balaram is serving Krishna so nicely, he is called Adi Guru, the original person who can teach us how to serve Krishna. So then, from time to time, this Adi Guru comes into this material world to execute his mission. In this age of Kali, Lord Balaram, Adi Guru, the original spiritual master, came along Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They appeared, both of them. As the sun and the moon, they simultaneously rose in the sky in this age of Kali, the dark age of Kali, to illuminate the consciousness of the fallen jivas who are burning in the forest fire of material existence. So, what is the special significance of this incarnation of Gaur Nithai, of Krishna and Balaram coming as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sri Nityananda? It is very important to understand. Their incarnation differs very much from other avatars. Particularly because they are the most munificent. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is considered the most merciful. Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishna Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gorat Vishay Namaha. He is the most merciful incarnation. He is given love of Krishna. To everyone, Namo Mahavadanya, he is the most merciful. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, dear devotees, he is even more merciful than Lord Nityananda. That is the consideration. So we will look at it today a little more in depth, how this is so, why Nityananda Prabhu is even more merciful. But before that, we will actually look at the combination of Gaur Nithai, why their mercy is greater than the mercy of other avatars. And then we'll look why Nityananda Prabhu's mercy is greater than the mercy of Mahaprabhu. So, Gaur Nithai's mercy is special, most special, because they come and they give the taste of Krishna Prema immediately to the burning jivas. Krishna, he requests the jivas to surrender unto him. Sarva dharma parityaja amamikam saranam raja. Aham pam sarva papi bhyo mokshishami masuchaha. Just give up all variety of religion and surrender unto me. I shall deliver you from all sinful reactions, masuchaha. Do not fear. This is Krishna's proposal. But Gaur Nithai, they are just going on the streets doing Sankirtan and just distributing freely love of God. Just freely. Anyone that has little faith is qualified. You don't need any qualification for the mercy of Gaur Nithai. Anyone that has little faith, oh, this is very nice. Prabhupada once in one lecture said, even if they think these rascals, the Hare Krishnas, they sing so nicely. He said, they are making advancement. These rascals, Prabhupada said, the Hare Krishnas, they sing so nice. Even if they think like this, they are already getting the mercy of Gaur Nithai. Yeah. So, originally, all the other avatars, they will request you to surrender first. What does this mean? It means you have to become moral. You have to follow the four regulative principles. You have to become a moral person. But now in Kali Yuga, the jivas are so fallen that if you ask them to become moral, they'll never make it. They'll just go to hell. You know. Why? Because they can't follow the four regulative principles. Because for them, if someone tells them you must become moral and stop doing whatever you're doing, they'll say, you're taking my happiness away. You know, I can't just live a dry moral life. You know, you're taking my happiness away. I can't stop performing the activities I'm doing. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya knew their disease and they said, all right, you can't follow the four regulative principles, then I'll give you love of God just like that. And when you taste this love of God, when you feel the ecstasy of love of God, then that taste will make you inspired to inquire, how do I keep that taste going all the time? It will make you inquire. And then the devotees will help you to understand. You have to follow these principles and you have to chant, and in that way you can sustain this happiness that you experienced, you know, by hearing Hare Krishna mantra and joining the kirtan, tasting prasadam. So first they get the taste, the ecstatic taste, and then they feel convinced, okay, I should follow these four rules because otherwise I won't get this taste again. See the mercy of Lord Chaitanya? Do you understand now? So that's why they give freely first. You taste. Don't follow any rules. Just take the mercy. Otherwise he cannot follow any rule. He feels that you are envious of him and you are trying to block his freedom by saying you should not do this, not do this, not do this. They feel you guys are just religious fanatics. You're blocking my freedom of expression. You're blocking my happiness. How can I not drink? This is my happiness. If I don't drink, then how can I live? That's how they think. Therefore, take Krishna Prema. This is the mercy of Gaur Nithai. So, then Sri Nityananda Prabhu, he has a special opulence. His mercy has an infinite extent. Lord Chaitanya is ready to give to any person, but Lord Nityananda is ready to give the mercy even to the greatest of debauchees and criminals. This is the difference. If you examine, you know, Lord Chaitanya preached to some great scholars, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, to Prakasananda Sarasvati, and so on and so forth. But Nityananda Prabhu preached to the greatest debauchees and rascals. You know. So that's the difference. That's why he is said to be even more merciful than Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, in this world, every person is suffering. And therefore, the Lord comes to alleviate this suffering. Whether someone is poor or rich, they are suffering. Therefore, they are descending down into this material world to give the shelter of their Lord's feet, Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda. And it is explained by the Acharyas that by approaching Lord Nityananda first, he can take you to Lord Chaitanya. You can't just approach directly Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Nityananda establishes or helps us to establish relationship with Lord Chaitanya. This is something very important to understand. So we should meditate on this. How Lord Nityananda is helping us to establish a relationship with Lord Chaitanya. And it's explained that Lord Nityananda, instead of killing demons, like Krishna Balaram, they were killing demons. Gaur Nitai, killing the demonic mentality. They're not using any weapons. So Balaram's weapon was a straw of grass. He would catch it between his teeth and he'll fall down at the lotus, the feet of any jivas, fallen jivas, and he'll beg them, "My dear sir, please kindly, with the straw between my teeth, I'm begging you, please kindly take the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare." So Lord Nityananda will go to door to door to all kind of fallen jivas to request them to chant the holy name. He didn't tell them follow the four eggs or whatever, just chant the holy name. He was giving them the Maha Mantra like that. And basically he was begging them, just chant the name of Krishna. So some people will receive him very well, some people will throw him out of the house, throw stones at them. Prabhupada explains, they'll mistreat Haridas and Lord Nityananda. Haridas Thakur was Lord Brahma also. It's very highly qualified devotee who came to get rectify his offense, which he committed by stealing the cowherd boys and the calves of Krishna. So he came as Haridas. So door to door, they were going, begging people for the, chanting, to take the chanting of the holy name. And it's explained that Lord Nityananda knew the heart of Lord Chaitanya perfectly. That's why he actually rolled on the ground begging people to chant the holy name, because he knew why Mahaprabhu has descended into this world. He wanted to give Krishna prema. So knowing that, he actually dedicated his whole life to this mission. Nityananda Prabhu had no other engagements. He was simply interested in serving Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. And for example, the Jagai Madai pastime. Jagai Madai, they were embodiment of hatred and deceit and cruelty. And it's explained that even if they didn't have anyone to hurt, they will fight between themselves. They were so cruel because they were enjoying hurting someone. So if there was nobody around, they will just punch one another. So these kind of low creatures, Lord Nityananda actually delivered them. So he displays this strength of devotional service, and we can actually get the strength of devotional service by his mercy. So he comes in this material world as devotee to show us how to serve the Lord. Basically to take all kind of risks and austerities for the pleasure of the Lord, for delivering the jivas from the burning material existence. So Lord Nityananda was worshipped not only by the most fallen jivas like Jagai Madai. Apparently they became saints at the end when they got purified by the mercy and compassion of Lord Nityananda. But Lord Nityananda was worshipped by Vrindavan Das Thakur, who was his own disciple. He was worshipped by Raghunath Das Goswami, Rupa Sanatan. So it's not that he's worshipped just by some rascals and devotees and misfits. No, he was worshipped by the greatest of acharyas as well. This is another aspect of Sri Nityananda Prabhu. So, Vrindavan Das Thakur received the knowledge to write Chaitanya Bhagavat from Lord Nityananda about the lilas of Lord Chaitanya. Basically, he was his disciple and Lord Nityananda instructed him. And he wrote Chaitanya Bhagavat. Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami met Nityananda Prabhu at Ramakeli. Before they met Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they were still serving the Muslim Shah, they wanted to meet Mahaprabhu, but first they met Nityananda Prabhu, and then through him they had the mercy of reaching Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Raghunath Das Goswami, when he ran away from home, he tried to approach Lord Chaitanya first many times. Lord Nityananda, he got angry. He said, "Why are you trying to circumvent me and go straight to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Therefore, I shall punish you because you are a thief. You try to get the mercy without going in the proper way. Therefore, you have to cook a big Panihati feast, cheap rice, and feed all the Vaishnavas. And by doing so, you know, you will be excused from your offense and then you will be blessed simultaneously." So Raghunath Das Goswami also went through the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu approaching Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Prabhupada would always appreciate the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There is a verse that Prabhupada liked very much. Parama Karuna Bahuhudi Jana. Yeah. So this means that basically the only hope in this Kali Yuga is the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, and particularly their causeless mercy. We've got no qualification to receive their mercy. So this is the specialty again of this specific avatar of Gaur Nithai. We receive the special blessings, although we don't have any qualification. Therefore, Prabhupada would always meditate how merciful the Lord is. He has come, although these are the most degraded personalities in Kali Yuga, he is giving the highest. So in order for us to get the mercy of Lord Nityananda, we should get rid of all pride. What type of pride? Pride from being a learned scholar, pride from our birth. Sometimes we may have an exalted birth, born in some high family, aristocratic family, proud by being knowledgeable or having a high social status or wealth or something like that. As long we experience or we express some pride, immediately we become disqualified for the mercy of Gaur Nithai. Because it means that you are saying, I'm so great, I don't need your mercy. That pride is an indication that I can achieve love of God on my own. I'm such a great sadhu and paka brahman, I can achieve on my own. But on the contrary, Nityananda Prabhu is giving the mercy to those who feel the most fallen, the most insignificant, sincerely in their heart. I'm the most degraded person. My dear Lord Nityananda, please kindly give me your mercy. Without your mercy, I am a hopeless case. For millions and zillions of lifetimes, I will not be able to become a devotee. So this is the only qualification of the sincere soul. So Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda are giving this mercy to all the conditioned souls that are having humility. This is the qualification, faith and humility. So first when we get the taste, then we feel inspired. And if we have some faith that yes, I will follow this process and I will achieve. And if we are humble, then we'll definitely achieve the full-blown mercy of Gaur Nithai in this age of Kali. For example, it's explained that Lord Nityananda, just by his glance at people, he'll give them love of God. He was so empowered by Lord Chaitanya. Just by his glance, he'll look at someone and he'll give him love of God. And not only that, it's explained, whoever gained love of God, love of Krishna, by seeing Lord Nityananda, he becomes empowered to also give love of Krishna to someone else. And it was like that. It was going from one person to another. So, Narottam Das Thakur visited Eka Chakra after he did some pilgrimage, and he wanted to visit all the holy places where the Lord performed his Lilas, Nithai. I went to Eka Chakra some years ago. And it was really an amazing experience. In Eka Chakra, they greet with Jai Nitai. Yeah. So if you go to Mayapur, they'll say Hari Bol. If you go to Vrindavan, they'll say Jai Radhe. If you go to Puri, they'll say Jai Jagannath. But if you go to Eka Chakra, they'll say Jai Nitai. That's their greeting there, you know. Interesting. All the different dhammas, they have different greeting. So Narottam, after performing this parikrama, he went there and he wanted so much to learn about the pastimes of the Lord from some qualified person to absorb his consciousness in thinking of Lord Nityananda, gaining his mercy so that he can approach Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So one Brahmin appeared, very beautiful, very amazing Brahmin, and he took him around the whole Eka Chakra and he was showing him, "My dear sir, here is where Nityananda was born. And this is the house by Hadai Pandit and Padmavati Devi. Here is where he performed his childhood lilas, performing some avatars. They were performing some lilas of the avatars with the children. Here is where this sannyasi came and asked his father to let him go with him on a parikrama. Here is the place where his mother and father left the bodies due to separation." He was showing him everything like this. And suddenly he just disappeared, that Brahmin. So, now this is very important thing that we need to meditate upon. When the Brahmin disappeared, Narottam Das Thakur was thrown into an ocean of separation. He felt some attachment, loving attachment, transcendental attachment to this Brahmana, who showed him all the holy places. And he was extremely sad and he was feeling intense agony. Almost he was feeling like he would leave his body because he was feeling this Brahmin was so special. How could I lose his association? So when he experienced this intense mood of separation, then that Brahmin appeared again in front of him. That mood of separation became the catalyst for that Brahmin to reappear. And then when he appeared, he revealed himself as Balaram. He was having this spring cloud complexion, whitish, beautiful spring cloud. Dressed in blue dhoti with blue turban, he was holding a club and a plow. And that was Balaram. This Brahman was actually Balaram. And then gradually he revealed himself as Nityananda Prabhu himself. So Nityananda Prabhu then took Narottam to Padma River, if I remember correctly. Yeah, Padma River. And then he asked him to take bath in that river, because when Mahaprabhu was leaving, before he left this world, he bathed in that river. Some years ago, actually, before he left the world. And he said, "I am depositing all my love of Krishna here in this Padma River. One day there will be some person called Narottam. He will come. And when he takes bath in this river, he will absorb all this prema and he will distribute it to everyone." So Nityananda Prabhu took him there. And then he swam into this Padma River and he experienced love of Krishna, ecstatic love of Krishna. So then Narottam Das Thakur was so empowered that he apparently spread the holy name amongst millions of people. Millions, not just a few thousand or a few hundred. Millions of people, extremely empowered person. He'll inspire so many people to become devotees. And even in his biography, it's explained he delivered some criminal that was even lower than Jagai Madai. Can't remember the name now. He was so merciful. He delivered this criminal who was lower than Jagai and Madai. You can imagine what kind of a character that must have been. So this is Narottam getting the mercy of Nityananda to approach Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the important thing about this point I'm making is to remember his mood of separation invoked the presence of the Lord. So if you are not feeling separation from Krishna, he will not appear before you. This is the secret. If you feel, Krishna, I am your perfect devotee, you know, I am possessing you already, I own you, Krishna will never appear like this. You have to feel separation. Ashabandha, hope against hope. I am the most fallen person, but Krishna is the most merciful. Therefore, I've got the qualification to approach him. So, in our case, Srila Prabhupada is giving us the qualification to receive the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu and Lord Chaitanya by simply chanting the holy name. It's explained that Lord Nityananda, any person that chanted the holy name of Krishna and trying to spread the glories of Krishna, any person, he becomes immediately very dear to him, like his life and soul. Immediately. If any person tries to spread the holy name of Krishna and the glories of Krishna, Lord Nityananda showers his mercy towards that person completely. Chanting loudly, it's explained, and dancing in kirtan, distributing Krishna's name, then Lord Nityananda becomes very favorable. So there was another point which I forgot to mention. Oh, I mentioned it, but I didn't give detail. Lord Chaitanya preached to Prakasananda Saraswati, to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, to great scholars. In fact, he took sannyas so that the great scholars can accept him and he can deliver, because they were contaminating so many people with Mayavadi philosophy, impersonalism. So he took a sannyas vesh to be able to reach to these crowds. He used just the ashram. He used the ashram as a preaching tool, preaching strategy. But he told Lord Nityananda, my dear sir, you should get married. And you go to Bengal and you preach to everyone there in Bengal, because he was intending that if Nityananda Prabhu is getting married and he acts as a householder, he'll have more freedom to mingle with low class people. Because as a sannyasi, he could not enter inside a bar. It's explained that if you see a Nityananda Prabhu inside a bar, don't find fault with him. If you see him talking to a low-class woman, don't find fault with him, because his heart is pure. He is simply trying to deliver them from the ocean of material existence. So this is the empowerment that Nityananda Prabhu received from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's explained that when he started his Sankirtan movement in Bengal, with the Sankirtan group, his associates are actually cowherd boys from Vrindavan. Nityananda is the leader of the cowherd boys. It's Balaram. So all these associates of his, mostly they were cowherd boys. And they will attract some jivas to come with them. So they'll have a Sankirtan party. They'll attract the fallen jivas to come with them and perform Sankirtan. So they will go through Bengal. And sometimes they had to go to some village to perform Harinam Sankirtan there. But due to ecstasy, they will get so absorbed in the kirtan, when they come out of their ecstasy, they'll ask where we are. They'll say, you are in this village. And where is this village? It's 10 kilometers back. So then they will get into kirtan again, and then they'll go the other way, and when they come out of the ecstasy, they'll ask someone, where is this village? It's 15 kilometers back, you know. They'll just pass that village due to ecstasy. They were so oblivious of the external world. It's explained that Nityananda Prabhu and his Sankirtan party, once they chanted for 3 months non-stop. For 3 months non-stop, no eating, no sleeping, no drinking, nothing. He gave power to everyone to be able to chant. Yes, this is true. It's not stories. 3 months, no eating, no sleeping, no drinking. And it's explained some small children, they became so powerful they could uproot a tree due to ecstasy. A whole tree. Small kids, they'll grab the tree and uproot the tree due to ecstasy of love of God, you know. So this Nityananda is not an ordinary person. is not some Bengali saint or something like this. This was Balaram coming in disguise as a human being, trying to deliver the jivas and setting the blueprint for spreading Krishna consciousness all over the world. In fact, he showed Jiva Goswami, one day there will be a big temple in Mayapur. And now this temple is becoming a reality. It was Nityananda who took Jiva Goswami on Parikrama and he showed him, here is this. There will be a massive temple where all the people will unite from the whole world as brothers and they will worship Krishna. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur said the same thing. So, this Nityananda Prabhu is giving the greatest, the highest mercy to the lowest. You know, this is his compassion. We are the most unqualified, the residents of Kali Yuga. But we are getting Vraja Bhakti. We can go back to Vrindavan. You can become a personal associate of Krishna in Vrindavan and Srimati Radharani. This is the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. The lowest gets the highest. What kind of mercy is this? What kind of avatar is there that we have heard doing that? Even Jesus Christ, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, with all due respect, he said, Lord Chaitanya and Vasudev, especially Vasudev Datta, is even more merciful than him. It looks like Vasudev Datta was more merciful even than Lord Nityananda, because he prayed, let me get the sin of everyone and go to hell eternally, so that all these jivas can be liberated into the spiritual world. What kind of compassion is this? What kind of associates Lord Chaitanya has and Lord Nityananda? So, there are a few pastimes that I was thinking to share, very short ones, and then I'll take some comment or question, or maybe some devotees can say a few things. Since we are fasting today, there is no rush. And if someone has to go, please, you know, don't worry. If you have to do things, service, whatever. So, Nityananda Prabhu, one very sweet pastime from very small. He would get all the children in Eka Chakra and he'll engage them in the Dasa Avatar Lilas. And basically they knew all the Lilas. He knew Nityananda. He knew all the Lilas. Govardhan Lila. He knew Ramachandra's pastimes. Many of the Lilas that Krishna performed, killing Kamsa, etc., all these different things they will perform. And with some great precision and accuracy, and it's explained even they will just speak the verses of the Bhagavatam exactly the way they were, because Nityananda Prabhu knew what happened. He was present there as Balaram, so you know he would tell the devotees, the little boys, how to act. And there was this famous pastime that he was acting as Lakshman, and then he was hit by a lotus flower. One boy hit him with the lotus flower. That was his weapon. So Nityananda fell, you know, and being deadly wounded, his breath stopped, his breathing, everything stopped. So all the boys became bewildered. They started calling him and he was not moving. So then they started to cry loud and scream and all the villagers started to run and everyone came to see what's going on. They surrounded him. And then everybody was bewildered. Everyone was testing, putting cotton in front of his nose. Nothing was moving. No bodily movements, no nothing. It's like he's gone. He's dead. So one villager, he was a little clever. He said, what were you doing, you know, when this was all happening? They said, we were playing Ramayana. So he said, okay, so who was he? And they said, he was Lakshman. He said, okay, so who is Hanuman? That villager said. One boy said, I am Hanuman. He said, what is your role? He said, oh, I have to go and bring the herb. So this villager said to him, did you bring the herb? He said, no, I forgot. So he told him, okay, you bring the herb. So he went there to the mountain. He broke the mountain with the herb. And he gave to Nityananda, and immediately he came back into his consciousness. So the villagers were amazed. What is this boy? What kind of potency? He knows all the lilas, all the details, all the conversations and everything that is there. Extraordinary. Then, when he was a little older, one sannyasi came to his father's house, Hadai Pandit. Forgot the name of that sannyasi. There is actually a dispute who it was, but could be Ananda something, Ananda Tirtha or something like that. he spent the night with Hadai Pandit. They discussed Krishna Lila. The whole night they discussed Krishna Lila. And then in the morning he said, "My dear sannyasi, you enlightened me so much. What can I do for you?" He said, "Well, I am on a pilgrimage and I need an assistant. Give me your son." So Hadai Pandit felt like it's the most treasured object of his life, his son. How can I give my son? But you can't also refuse a sannyasi, you know. So he approached his wife, Padmavati, and she said, "Whatever you decide, my husband, my dear husband." She was completely submissive, although she didn't want to lose her son. So in that way, Nityananda Prabhu was taken away with this sannyasi. I believe it was Ananda Tirtha. So they traveled all over different places of pilgrimage, Varanasi, Kanyakumari, South India, Varadeya, Rameshwaram, and all these different holy places, which Balaram even visited himself during the battle of Kurukshetra. So, at the end of his pilgrimage, he settled in Vrindavan, and he was sitting near the Yamuna, and he was behaving just like a cowherd boy. He would play with the cowherd boys, and at that time he was not spreading the holy name because he was waiting for a sign from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he was, it's explained, one day he was sitting under one tree in Vrindavan, and then in deep meditation he received the message that the Sankirtan movement has started in Mayapur. So he immediately got up from there and left Vrindavan, and he went to Mayapur. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knew that Nityananda is coming. So he sent Shivas, Thakur, Haridas and other devotees to look for him, but they couldn't find him. But he had hidden himself in the house of Nandanacharya. And then Lord Chaitanya had a dream, and he said, "I saw this beautiful person with a whitish complexion who came on a chariot and he stopped in front of Nandanacharya's house. So go and see there." So they actually went, all of them, there. And then it's described the beautiful first sight of the two lords, Gaur Nithai, you know, when they met one another. They fell to the ground, they were crying in ecstasy, they were embracing one another, and due to love of God. This is another beautiful pastime. And then the Sankirtan movement begins, and they start to spread the holy name throughout Navadvip. And then Lord Nityananda delivers Jagai Madai. Then when Lord Chaitanya took sannyas, he ordered him to spread Krishna consciousness throughout Bengal. And there are many amazing other pastimes. For example, like the one pastime of Lord Nityananda delivering some dacoits. He was living in a nice residence in Mayapur and or in Bengal, wherever it was his residence at that time. And then some dacoits, they were seeing that he's got some wealth, some jewelry and all that, so they wanted to rob him. So they tried three consecutive nights, and always some mysterious things will occur. They will run towards the house and they'll never reach the house. You know. Yeah, they were running the whole night to the house, but still the house was not to be reached. They are seeing, oh, there is the house, but still they cannot reach. First night. Second night, some guards appeared in front of the house. And suddenly they became afraid. Wow, there is guards and they look very furious. Let's not enter. And the third night, they fell into bushes and like practically killed themselves in the darkness trying to go to the house. So then they realized this Nityananda is not an ordinary person. And then they became devotees like that, became purified. They were Durga worshippers, demigod worshippers. So many, many amazing pastimes of the Lord. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So I will end here. If any one of you would like to share a pastime that you like about Nityananda Prabhu, or you want to add something, please go ahead. Hare Krishna. Shri Nityananda Ram ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. Gaur Premanandi. Yes, Jat Bharat Prabhu.
I just read last night that Nityananda Prabhu is the Adi Guru, the original spiritual.
Yes.
And your Guru Maharaj, he is present in the form of a Guru Maharaj.
Yes. 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 The spiritual master is a representative of Balaram or Nityananda Prabhu. And this is another thing, that if we try to transgress the spiritual master and go straight to Nityananda, we still won't get the mercy. So this is part of the detail that is there. Initially we just get the taste, the ecstasy, and then we understand, okay, there are some procedures that needs to be done to go. But because the taste is so great, we don't want to give up on it. So we're ready for the procedures. So we can go through the mercy of the spiritual master. Then the founder Acharya and then Prabhupada will introduce us to disciplic succession, and then they will introduce us to Nitai, and Nitai will introduce us to Mahaprabhu, and Mahaprabhu will introduce us to, he is ultimately Radha Krishna. So he will give us Krishna Prema. He will give us his association. So yes, we should not jump over the spiritual master, trying to go directly to Nityananda Prabhu. But on this appearance day of Nityananda, we have the direct phone line. We can call him directly. And we can say, my dear Lord Nityananda, this is my shopping list of spiritual desires. You know, so please kindly bless me. Since today it's allowed to approach him directly. Of course, by not forgetting your spiritual master in humility. If you're not humble, he will not address you. Mahatma Prabhu, would you like to give us a pastime of Nityananda Prabhu? Or Keshava Prabhu? Or anyone else? Yogeshwar Govinda Prabhu? All these wonderful devotees in the audience. Brahmakund Prabhu, some pastime. Is there a lecture tonight, by the way, or there is a class? Okay. So maybe we can share some more nectar tonight. 5 o'clock is Abhishek, right? 4:30, yeah. I heard there is a Harinam at 2 o'clock. Anyways, that's a whole other topic. 2 to 4. We'll see. It would be nice if we go on Harinam. Yes?
In connection with the pastime of Jagai Madai, I have read there is a book, Nityananda Charit. There it mentions that Lord Nityananda told Jagai Madai, sin no more.
Yes, it's true.
He specifically said, before giving them love of God, he instructed them, sin no more and chant Hare Krishna.
You see, what I said is, he's given the taste first. And when you get the taste of love of God, then you want to get the real, you want to get the sustained experience. And then you're ready to sin no more. You see. But first you get the taste. And then you get the understanding that you have to, by the association with devotees, you get the understanding, I have to do something to sustain that taste. And what is that? To follow 4 A's, chant Hare Krishna, distribute this message to others. And then it's not only that you're going to sustain, but you're going to get an ocean of it. You see, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. You'll become a fish in a transcendental ocean of Sri Chaitanya and Sri Nityananda. A shark. Transcendental shark. Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada ki, Shri Nityananda Ram ki, Shri Nityananda Trayodasi Mahamahotsa Festival ki, Go Premanandi, Gaur Bhaktavrinda ki, Jai.